God put man in the Garden of Eden to cultivate and care for him. But clearly, I told him that you cannot eat from all the trees in the garden, but not from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. If it comes, I swear to you, if you eat from that tree, you will die. Then God said, it's not okay for man to be alone. I am going to make someone to accompany him and help him. Here are two interesting words that God delegates them to man. And he handed over a responsibility to fulfill a purpose. Man was made in the image and likeness of God. And given a great responsibility, he was placed in a place called the Garden of Eden. A place that belonged to God in the midst of all the earth where man could rule, carry out the purpose for which he had been designed, and within that purpose, God gave man two important tasks. Because I go to the text in Genesis. Because even those two tasks matter before they are in force in our days. Let's say that we are no longer literally in the front of that Garden of Eden. But there are important things that God has given us, that we have given ourselves under that responsibility of those two words that call cultivating and caring, to work and protect. The man had to cultivate it in the garden, work in it, making the land. He could not produce for what he had to cultivate it, so to later collect. Cultivating means working, means putting, to produce. Man was made by God to give product. But God not only put man to work. When we speak of work, we do not speak that effort that often tires us, but of the ability to put into production what God put in his hands. God gave us something special, made for us fruitful, but because of that disobedience, because of sin, man stopped producing, went into stagnation, stopped being fertile, and stopped giving fruits. But the correct order was that man could not produce what the Lord gave him. And the second thing that is just as important, the word caring. God had man who worked the garden and who cared for the garden. Already, it's not a physical garden. It's a garden that we could compare to the first garden that the Lord has given us as human beings. Great and wonderful. And it is the family. He has never thought, because the snake that came to deceive entered the Garden of Eden. He entered the garden in Eden. If the snake was suddenly out of the garden, but then what happened because the snake was able to enter and speak to Eve? Could it be that there was a failure in man? Unfortunately, sometimes we start to do something and we focus so much on something that we neglect the important things. The enemy's greatest strategy today is to distract you from God's plan, to distract you from his purpose in such a way that we pay more attention to things that are transient and we overlook what may affect us today. We turn a blind eye and we think that with tomorrow everything will change and nothing will happen. When we come to see, what we do not avoid today will be challenged, and our biggest challenge will become our biggest challenge tomorrow. But you let go yesterday is weighing you down today. You know why? Because we stopped cultivating and caring. We stopped setting our sights on what's important. what was Eve doing alone talking to the snake that serpent was doing in the garden, where God put in that special garden, where God placed man to exercise dominion, to exercise authority, to care and crave. If the serpent was there, something bad failed to care, and suddenly the man was entertained and cultivated and working, but he neglected the protection, and the serpent came with his deception and destroyed what God had blessed. I do not know if you are understanding through this word today, but today I want to ask you strongly to stop and realize that you are complaining about so many things and you are really neglecting the inheritance that God has given you, that you are the children. You are neglecting the blessing of the woman or man that God placed at your side. Today, the serpent has entered, and I hope that you understand with these words in such a way that it's influenced this society and this world. And the first thing that is being attacked is the first thing that God blessed man, will leave father and mother and will unite with his wife, and they will be one flesh. Today, the word family is on the verge of extension. Children growing up in homes, dysfunctional, no longer have parents, but grandparents who raise them. The neighbor raises them. We give the care of our children to school, to society, to the commercials, a tablet, the internet. And when we come to see, we have rebellious children with destructive thoughts. Children who have no identity. Children who have no identity. And who do we know where they are lacking a purpose? Because we dedicated ourselves more to work than to take care of the garden. That garden that the Lord gave us as responsibility. We are so curious, so focused on the problems and the needs. And if we were to worry you, you covered them. But we covered them, and after a while, we got into more debt. We became more afflicted, and we stopped taking care. When you stop being vigilant, when you stop cultivating, because working the garden, cultivating the garden means building the house, means building a design on your house, on your children, a responsibility designing on a firm, solid basis, on the principles that can sustain them. And that when they grow up, they can teach it to their next generation. But unfortunately, it's not. The work that you are not doing at home, someone else is doing it. The media is doing it. The internet is doing it. So much trash, pornography, rebellion, distraction, destruction that we see in the media, in society, are impacting your house in such a way that you have thought that completing the job is bringing money home. But that is not everything. You think that by buying him a toy to your children and give them the latest Nintendo, the latest PlayStation game, that they are smiling, you are doing them good. You are finishing them. When God gave the man the job to work and care, he was saying, I am giving you a responsibility that this place produce, that you create principles, that you can raise, train, build a house. And when you talk about protecting, you are talking about coverage. You are talking about care. You are talking about being vigilant. Being vigilant, observing. I ask you, Do you know what your children are doing or have on their cell phone? Do you know what friends your children have on Facebook? Do you know what your children's conversations are on WhatsApp? If you entered the cell phone and looked at the history on the internet, you will realize what conversation, what videos, what images, what pages your children visit. But of course, you do not realize it because you are thinking about what is not correct. You are wrong. You are leaving to take care of that inheritance that God gave you to take care of. We are being disobedient. When God speaks, it's important for someone to listen. The problem is that we hear, but we are not listening to the voice of God. And then we want to rise up against the Lord and tell Him why this is happening to me. Lord, I do not deserve it. Who did this to my children so that they will come out to be this way? You stopped caring. You stopped working. You thought your company was more important because you thought that work was more important and you didn't take care of what is really important. What is going to produce fruits in your life is not the company. That is a gift from the Lord. But the most important thing is your family. They are your children. It's that life that God has given you, a present that God has given you, that you are not operating in it, that you are not caring, you are not craving, you are not putting into production because you have your sights set on fleeting things that would happen, as Solomon said, vanity. Of vanities, everything is vanity. You complain about what you don't have. Why not you? You are a vehicle because others grow, because you do not. You begin to complain about everything in life. You are letting the minutes pass, the seconds. What is the meaning of life? But you don't understand the purpose. If you are not working and caring for your own, but you can work and take care of something else? First, the family, your children, are given desperate cries for you to make a space for them. You have to work and you have to take care for them. Your wife is given desperate cries for you to take care of her. Your husband is given desperate screams, woman, so that you pay attention. And a wise woman builds her home. You too are neglecting the relationship with God. You are neglecting the most important thing, the new life that God has given you, a spiritual life. You are throwing everything away because it makes you more friendly, more wishful than this world paints you. But let me tell you something. At some point, you will feel such emptiness that you will not find meaning in anything because this world leads you to destruction. It allows that snake to enter and influence your mind, making you think that the desire, your heart, is more important when really what is in your heart is not what you are needing. Please listen today to my voice. Listen today to the words that I am saying to you right now. Do not allow your home to be destroyed. Do not allow the gift that God has given you to be lost. Do not allow the presence of God to depart from you. Do not allow that ministry that God has given you to decay. Do not allow life to go away. That while there is life, there is hope. But God tells you today, remember, remember, build, work, protect, take care of what He gives you. Father, I thank you for your word. Thank you for your fidelity and for your good you are. Thank you, Father, because you exhort us, you help us, and you make us see that we let so many things happen, and that for being so focused on what is not so important, we are letting the years and days pass. Forgive us, Lord, and give us the wisdom to open our eyes. We know the time that passed cannot be recovered. But if we can take advantage of the Lord, now we need your help, Lord. I pray for each person who receives this word so that this word touches every heart, Lord, and there can be an awakening and an understanding. In the name of Jesus, amen. This is a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. To work and to take care of what is most important, please stop and listen. Stop and observe what is happening around you. The Lord is with you.